No worries.
All right, everyone. We're now being joined by Kyle Busch, the winner of today's race here at Texas Motor Speedway. We are going to go straight to questions for Kyle. We will start off with Davey Siegel.
Hey, Kyle. Congrats on the win. I just saw on social media there was a picture of you spitting out some rowdy energy, kind of like Kyle Larson did at Sonoma. Wondering if that inspired your celebration at all.
No. No other driver inspires my celebration. I did it years ago. Look it up.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Bob Pockris.
Yeah, Kyle, just what did you learn from the traction compound today that you think will be in play tomorrow? Or do you think after a full day and you run at night, no comparison?
I don't know what's going on with it, but it was getting kind of clumpy out there. So it was rubbering up and putting rubber on top of the surface, not necessarily, using the grip and widening the surface out to go search for more grip. It was putting the rubber on top. So you were kind of then now shallowing back down and not running in it, you know? So I don't really know what that is for tomorrow. It's the same tire. The Xfinity cars ran the same tire today that I believe are on tomorrow. So the Cup cars here last time had a really bad problem of putting that rubber down similar to that. And it kind of balling up like that in turns 3 and 4, but not in 1 and 2. And today it was worse in 3 and 4, but also in 1 and 2.
Do you want that? Next, we're going to go to Rob Tiongson.
Kyle, congratulations on your victory today. I got a couple of questions for you. You seem to come through during these hot weather races. So how do you heat train to prepare for these grueling conditions?
Just normal training. Actually, I hate heat training. some of the guys like Hemric and the Harrison, the Toyota guys, we do have a heat room and they train in the heat room, and I have never been in that thing. I absolutely can't bear it. So, just normal workouts and getting in better physical health and having the ability to be able to withstand some of those hotter races. And then this cool shirt device, I just got it, started wearing it kind of a little bit last year and a little bit more this year, and it's been super helpful on the hot ones and being able to just keep you a little bit cooler in the car.
For sure. And on a day like today where you won and then John Hunter Nemechek won the truck race, as a team owner and somebody who's catalyzed so many opportunities for young racers in NASCAR, what does a day like today mean to you?
It's awesome. You know, it's really good. I feel, like KBM is on the right path and on the right track to be obviously a force to be reckoned with. John Hunter is week in, week out, running up front, doing good things, winning stages, leading laps, and, winning races. So that's awesome. And I'm excited for him and Eric and everybody at KBM to showcase what we got. And so, for myself here today was, I wasn't going to say it was easy sailing, but there at one point I was building a lead and I was like, oh, well, all right, this is going to be pretty easy. And then there at the end, Allgaier got there and got to the front, and then it was a race. he was kind of hard to hold off there for a few times. And luckily we got a couple cautions there where I was able to kind of regroup and rethink and do something to try to get by him. We were so equal that I felt like if either of us was out front, barring something happening with lap traffic, that was going to be who goes on to win.
Thanks, Kyle.
Next, we're going to go to Alex Andrejev.
Hey, Kyle. I'm curious at the end there, when there's so many restarts in a row and they start stacking up, what do you kind of prioritize? Is it the lane choice? Is it the person that you have pushing behind you? What becomes more important?
Yeah, it's definitely the person pushing you. Why'd I take the inside, I guess would be the next question. I don't know. Just, I felt like, the depending on who was behind you and who was going to push you was kind of how things were going to go. And, being in my position, it's kind of hard to rely on anybody in that stance, but you have to. And so, it just kind of became the 22 car, there those last couple. And certainly he was the car that I needed behind me in order to get the job done. So he did a good job. I wouldn't say he, yeah, I mean, I think he did all he could pushing me. I mean, we got loose a couple times, was spinning my tires kind of on one of those restarts, but we were able to hold it straight. So that was good.
And then were you like signaling to him, and what were you trying to say? Because he said he wasn't too sure.
Well, good. I'm glad he wasn't too sure. I thought I was doing a good job. So I will, if he's playing dumb, I'll play dumb.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Ashley McCubbin.
Hey, Kyle. What can you learn from a race like today that can help you tomorrow and then in return for when we come back in the fall to Texas for the playoffs?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm not going to be in the Xfinity race here in the fall, and the cup race is going to be probably 40 degrees outside. So it'll be a stark difference in what we have today. So I don't know that you can really learn a whole lot of anything, honestly. You know, for tomorrow, you know, we kind of got to see what happens with the traction compound and the cup cars and whether or not we're able to use it and widen it at all, or if it's just kind of insignificant. You know, so that was kind of interesting today. How that didn't seem to play a factor after probably about halfway. So yeah, and then the cup race tomorrow, trying to learn anything from that for when we come back here in the fall. I don't think you can learn anything just based off of the package being so different. You're going to have whatever engine package it is tomorrow that's different than what we'll come back here with in the fall.
And then you said nobody inspires your victory lane celebrations, but where does the bow come from for you? And where did, what do you think of John Hunter Nemechek using that as part of his celebration?
The bow came from long, long time ago. I'm obviously from Las Vegas, Nevada, and there's a lot of shows out there. And every time a show ends, all the performers come out and give a bow to the crowd, you know, for kind of like a thank you. Thanks for coming, whatever. And so that's kind of where it came from. And I've done it for a long, long time. It can be interpreted in different ways if you want, but that's where it stemmed from. And John Hunter using it, yeah, I don't know. Was it to me or was it to Chase Elliott who did it to me last year, who John Hunter beat today? Ah, you didn't think about that one, did you?
Good point. Congrats on the win.
Next, we're going to go to Jerry Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Eddie's done a phenomenal job here over the years. I feel like this is a huge area and obviously a big racetrack. You look at this place, and we were just walking in here the other day. Well, we drove in, honestly. But Samantha and I, we were kind of, you know, she was like, man, this place is so huge. And I'm like, think about this thing being built in 1997 compared to what things looked like back in 1997, you know? So, I don't know what year the Stratosphere was built, but that to me was pretty cool growing up in Vegas. And then you see Texas Motor Speedway when you get to it and it's like, damn, you know, so with Eddie leading the row and leading the ship on that whole thing for this time is, it's been really good. I mean, I feel like he's put on a lot of great promotions. I feel like there's been a lot of excitement around this track, and I think we're in our own town now out here, No Limits, Texas or whatever. So he is a thinker, and that brain must never shut off or something, but you know, certainly it's been really cool. So I wish him all the best in his retirement and what he does next. Yep.
And next we're going to go to Lee Spencer.
Thank you. And congratulations, Kyle. I'm just curious, how much does the PJ1 differ from track to track, from week to week?
Yes. I don't know. Like Charlotte was super, super slick to get in it. Today was kind of slick to get in it, but it warmed up a little bit there through the truck race. And then in the Xfinity race there, it was really fast through the mid portion of the race. I ripped off some laps that were super fast at the end of stage two, I think. And then it kind of went away after that. So, you know, Bristol, obviously putting it around the bottom, that's a completely different feeling running through it with your left sides than it is the rights. You know, so I think we need to, I don't know, it's hard to say, but I kind of feel like we need to find something different. We need something that adds grip. Oh, I know what adds grip, softer tires. That's right. But, Yeah, we need to find something that adds grip, that wears out, that you can search for more of it, and it gives you what you're looking for. You know, this one here, it just kind of clumped up here today. I think it's the tire combination with whatever's going on out there, because it did the same thing last year. So I'm sure it's the same mixture. I don't know if it's the same mixture as here as it is Charlotte. Charlotte, it doesn't clump up. So I don't know if any of that answered your question, but that's all I know.
Has there ever been an opportunity where it has truly enhanced the product on the racetrack?
Great question. I think it makes it a bit more interesting. I think you can definitely look at, I don't know from a fan's perspective, but from a driver's perspective, you have to think, you know, do you want to use it? Do you want to get in it? Do you want to get in it all the way? Do you want to use it with two tires? Do you want to use it on entry, not on exit? I will say yes. Okay. So Loudon, I feel like it's a huge benefit at Loudon. When we all use it there, I think it's really exciting on restarts. I think it's really great when it's fresh, but as it wears out, it kind of becomes more dull to the race you're putting on. So it's kind of like you need to respray halfway through, but that would definitely be hard to do.
Appreciate your time, champ. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Kyle, congratulations on the win, and thanks for joining us today. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow in the All-Star race.
You got it. Thank you.
And to our media, we will have audio and video from today's press conference on NASCARmedia.com shortly. Thanks for